Inch by inch, row by row, gonna make this garden grow. All it takes is a rake and a hoe.
Didn't you just harvest your garlic recently? Well, now it's time to plant again. And with us on the line for this week's edition of Garden Talk is Master Gardener Ed Byerski. Good morning, Ed.
Good morning, Matt. I wonder how walrus tastes with garlic.
I don't know. I am not native, so I have never even tasted walrus. So
that is that. Nor have I. But I'm willing to try anything once.
Well, as far as planting garlic, I mean, most people might plant a few cloves, right, in their garden in a particular spot. But I guess some people are taking that and expanding on that in kind of a larger scale, a much larger scale.
Yes. Well, I mean, Joe Orsi and I have been planting 2,000 to 3,000 cloves per year, which if you go back in the other direction, that's in the neighborhood of 400 to 500 bulbs. Well, a friend of ours, Scott Hansen in Haines, who might be get the new title of Garlic King of Alaska, he's planning to plant 10,000 cloves this fall. Very shortly. I'm going to go out and see his place tomorrow up here in Haines, up at the farm. So there's going to be a lot of garlic available next year for folks to enjoy.
How much of a plot of land do you need for 10,000?
Well, he's figuring on between a quarter and half an acre. It kind of depends on his spacing. He's going to try to be able to use his tractor and potato digger to lift the garlic once it's ready next end of July or so. To make it a little faster, he does have a sizable family to help with the planting, because still it's hand planting every clove, which is what we do. I mean, there really isn't a good machine for that.
Does that like take a whole weekend or a whole week to do 10,000 cloves?
It could very well be, yes. So he's doing just like we have been doing. He's been prepping the soil, growing cover crops, mixing in organic fertilizer into the soil, and that's really the key thing. Garlic is a heavy feeder and really benefits. I mean, if you want big garlic, you have to start with large garlic bulbs and cloves in very good rich soil.
Okay, you just mentioned some of the tips that we might want to keep in mind for those of us on a smaller scale. So we got to make sure that there's some food in the soil, right?
We do, yeah. I mean, mixing in compost, mixing in organic fertilizers, making sure you've got good drainage, and of course, as much sun as we can hope for. using seaweed compost. I'm using composted horse manure. I've been using a lot of coffee grounds this year, mixing that in the soil, and even composted brewer's grain, which is available to us. So doing that prep work first, and then getting high-quality garlic to plant. And we're planting hardneck garlic. We've talked about that before. Some of us local farmers are selling hardneck garlic for planting. So get the good big stuff. You take a big bulb, break it apart, and you will then select the big cloves to plant and eat the small cloves.
Okay, and back to your thing about hardneck garlic, that means you just don't go into the grocery store and pick up a big bulb of garlic. That's not the right type of garlic to plant, though.
Generally not. That's either California or, unfortunately these days, an awful lot of Chinese garlic, and that is softneck garlic. It's the stuff that can be braided nicely, but it doesn't grow as well in colder climates. So the hardnecks do better. They have larger cloves and peel more easily and have much richer flavor. So getting that to start with. And then make sure once you get your garlic cloves separated, about 2 inches, we're planting these about 2 inches deep and spacing about 6 inches apart in rows or beds or boxes. And then gently covering them over so they've got that covering. I do try to then bring in seaweed to throw on top of that and cover the whole box or bed with plastic for the winter, because we've got plenty of soil moisture. If we don't cover it, that garlic can rot in the ground because it just doesn't like that much moisture.
Does it make any sort of difference if it's pointy end up or down?
Oh, yes, definitely. That is the mantra. And I occasionally find some of these get tipped or turned, and you get these funny little J, it looks like a J-hook when you pull the garlic out of the ground. But it takes, if you plant them upside down, it takes some extra energy to grow down, out, and up in response to gravity and away from gravity, basically. So that's one of the reasons why there really isn't a good machine planter for it. You've got to plant them, orient those cloves pointy end up. So they do grow well, just like with daffodils and tulips.
Okay, and when we cover them up, we just basically forget about them until next spring.
Yes, exactly. And then around mid to late March, they'll start seeing their green tips poking up. Time to uncover.
Okay, Ed Byarski, thanks a lot.
Okay, thanks, Matt. Till the rains come tumbling
down. Garden Talk is a weekly feature here on Morning Edition.
Pulling weeds and picking stones. Man is made of dreams and bones. Feel the need to grow my own, 'cause the time is